viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, via, regal, 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 regal!
Lomu, oh, oh, the America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup.
Eccolo il cross, il destro vinto, gol!
My favourite sport is rugby. Love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
He wins it! He's got it!
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to fall an underarm. We haven't believed it.
New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
That's a fact. There are many, 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 many,
two more,
many, many sports.
Indeed.
Oh, welcome, welcome, Lisa. Welcome back for another week of so many sports. Glad to have you with us.
Happy to be here.
You have
been cruising
scoured the internet for
trying to find something random.
Yeah, I literally typed in weird sports. On Google. Just like, oh, that sounded like a good place to start.
Exactly.
And so I came up with Japanese horse racing.
Okay.
But
can't be that much different to normal horse racing, surely. I'll bite on this one.
No, because you thought it was mini horse racing.
Yeah, I wanted it
racing.
To be like tiny, cute little... Because when I think about Japanese stuff, I think everything's in its place and nice and organized. And I just think small and you know,
and
like
cute.
When you see those places where you go and sleep in like a cubicle, I'm just thinking like compact. But in fact, the horses are not small. They're really massive because they're towing like some kind of out of work machinery object.
So it's actually a sled. And it weighs between 450 kilos to a ton.
Just on purpose, eh? It looks like a heavy-ass, like, lead bit of weight behind the horse.
Yeah, they just... Well, they carry the jockey, I guess, as well on it. But, you know, otherwise it's just put extra weight on it.
Right on, right on. And we actually saw a front-on picture of one of the horses, and they're kind of like it's a bull horse.
It's a grunty old draft horse.
Yeah, very different from what you'd expect...
traditional
racing
breed.
Big money in the sport?
Definitely not anymore.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it...
Glory days are over.
Definitely. It was in the 50s
It
was pretty popular amongst farmers. As you can imagine,
horse is bigger than your horse, better than your horse.
That was definitely what it was all about. Yeah. It was all about like... So, okay, this kind of horse racing isn't about speed. It's about power.
It's about grunt. Mm. We can call it torque, I think is the proper...
Talk.
Yeah, because like talk is like the look. It doesn't matter.
Okay, just letting you in.
Let's take phone calls. People know about sports out there. Hello, you're with So Many Sports.
So Many Sports. Just like to confirm that's jockey, not jokey.
Jockey.
Oh yeah, that's sorry
jockey,
about that.
Not jokey. Sorry, but I come from a long family of jockeys, and I find that quite offensive.
Are you familiar with this brand of horse racing?
No, not that brand of horse racing in particular.
Well, stay tuned.
New Zealand thoroughbreds.
It looks quite gnarly. Basically, these Japanese gentlemen stand behind the horse. One looks like levitating carpet when they're racing in the snow and just gets...
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's quite rad. It's quite rad.
I'm going to have to look that shit up.
Right on. Take it easy, mate.
Jebo.
Here you go. Somebody caught you up for your accent already.
Yeah,
Lisa.
I know. That's,
Lisa's got
so
the most amazing New Zealand accent ever, even though she's French. And been here how long?
A year and a half.
That blows my mind.
Thank you. But apologies for this. It's actually
jockey. It is your second language.
Speaking of jockeys, I'm just going to make a point of saying it the proper way now. You know, usually in horse racing, they have to be under a certain weight category. So they're usually like super...
Okay.
Super,
yes.
You know, rather...
No, but these
okay,
are...
I don't want to be offensive again. They're usually small-ish men who do not weigh too much. Or women, by the way.
Yes.
For everyone.
Yep.
But for this specific sport, they have to weigh at least 75 kilos.
Okay,
which,
cool.
Which is pretty heavy jockey, I'd say.
Oh, wow, they pull them up hills and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not just a flat course.
No.
Oh, it's like a massive skate park. Oh, wow.
It's not that...
Man, it looks grunty. Oh, there's a lot of whipping.
This one jumps
off.
Oh,
man, there's a lot of whipping. Oh, wow, those things look heavy. You're saying like the horse is towing like a ton?
Yeah, a ton.
That's whack.
Top. But
and do they just make sure that everyone, no matter the jockey, weighs the same, and then they just sort of like chuck another like keg of beer on there?
Yeah, they've got weight category.
Yeah.
So obviously, depending on your category, you're dragging.
I just
less
I wouldn't have picked Japan on this one.
No,
I just
no,
I would have picked
I
like a Eastern European or you know.
I don't know. The farmers in Japan in
name
the
50s
just wanted to have that. So it's ban a. So it's like B A.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, B A N apostrophe E
I. I want to say ban a.
Okay, there you go. You're probably better than me.
I think I fell into character.
I should stop trying to pronounce things and offend people.
Look, we're all here to learn. It's 95 BFM. We go out into the wilderness here.
But yeah, I really would like people to have a look at that on the internet, on YouTube. There's heaps of videos. And if you just imagine horse racing in slow motion, it's pretty much what it's looks like. Is there, like, the jockeys are actually standing up, kind of?
Yeah, totally. They're standing like goofy or whatever, but they're snowboarding behind a horse.
And then they're like whipping the horse. It's kind of like those guys that were, you know, in antique Rome.
These horses are kind of Schwarzeneggery as well. Like, they're super popping off in every area, like grunty.
Yeah, I wouldn't want your.
This photo of this horse is just so
the front end girth must be about like 1.5-2 meters wide or something. It's crazy.
2 meters.
Look at him go. He must have been the champ. That horse must have been the champ.
Yeah.
So grunty.
I hadn't seen that photo.
It's crazy what humans do
to
animals to get them to do stuff. Like, we just really breed stuff.
Exactly.
Buzzy-hated.
So these breed of Japanese draft horses, they're actually, it's either meat or
particularly delicious good at bungay.
Yeah, exactly.
He's almost as wide as he is tall, and he's
delicious.
Wide both ways. He's both tall and wide.
I wonder if the losers have to give up their horses for, you know.
But it's, you should, I don't know, if you go to Japan, if you go to Hokkaido Island.
Might get a nostalgia sort of performance.
Yeah, there's only one race course that actually does that.
Right.
There used to be more than that, and now there's just one.
Now all the, now obviously they just tow them behind small Suzukis.
You should just, maybe that's the key. Maybe they should just modernize it.
That's probably what it is.
Like, let's just drag a car.
Hey, thanks for that rendition of Japanese horse racing, Lisa.
All good.
There's obviously heaps of sports out there.
Oh, yes. I'll find it.
El balón le cae a Toto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. ¡Vamos, Leo! La juega en corto. El disparo de André.
Kick it. Don't fucking pass it. So many sports.